The AI news cycle is doing that thing again where policy, product, and geopolitics all collide at once. The biggest flashpoint today is Anthropic, where a government order has turned model access into a live compliance problem, not just a launch issue. At the same time, OpenAI is trying to predict how models behave before they ship, and that contrast says a lot about where the industry is headed. This is TSL. Bite-sized, your daily AI news brief for Thursday, June 18, 2026. Let's get into it. Here's the core of the Anthropic story. According to The Verge, the company has spent much of this week fighting to get its newest models back online after the Trump administration abruptly ordered it to cut access for all foreign nationals, including users inside the U.S. and Anthropic's own employees. That forced Anthropic to block Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for everyone, which is a much broader restriction than a normal regional rollout or enterprise policy change. The practical effect is that a commercial AI product can now be treated like something subject to export-style controls after release, not just before it. For developers and enterprise teams, that changes the risk calculation around building on frontier systems, because availability is no longer just about uptime or pricing. It is also about whether a model can be switched off by policy overnight. According to The Verge, the scope of the order was so broad that even internal access was affected, which shows how aggressively the restriction was applied. That makes this more than a company dispute. It is a signal that frontier AI distribution is now squarely inside national security and trade policy conversations. The second story is OpenAI's new deployment simulation. And according to OpenAI, the goal is to predict how a model will behave before it ever reaches users. The company says it is using real conversation data to simulate deployment conditions, which is meant to make safety evaluation more realistic than static benchmark testing. That matters because a model can look fine in a lab and still behave differently once it is exposed to actual user prompts, edge cases, and long-running interactions. For teams shipping AI products, this is the kind of tooling that could help catch issues earlier, especially when the cost of a bad release is getting higher. It also fits a broader industry trend. Safety work is moving closer to production, not staying in a separate research lane. According to OpenAI, the method is designed to improve evaluation accuracy by reflecting how people actually use these systems. In plain terms, the company is trying to test the model the way the world will test the model. The policy ripple from Anthropic is already showing up on the international stage. According to TechCrunch, French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi raised alarms at the G7 summit that the US could cut off access to American AI overnight. That concern landed harder because the Anthropic blackout made the scenario feel less hypothetical and more operational. What matters here is not just whether countries want access to US models, but whether they want that access to remain under someone else's switch. For governments and enterprises outside the US, this is a reminder that dependence on American AI infrastructure can come with distribution risk, even when the product itself is widely used. TechCrunch reports that the leaders' comments were tied directly to fears about sudden access changes, which puts AI supply chain resilience into the diplomatic conversation. The takeaway is simple. AI is no longer just a technology procurement issue. It is becoming part of national strategy. On the business side, Odyssey just landed a major vote of confidence. According to TechCrunch, the world model startup raised funding at a $1.45 billion valuation, with Amazon among the backers. World models are being pitched as the next big layer beyond large language models, and Odyssey is now one of the startups trying to define that category. The company's pitch is that simulated environments and richer model understanding could unlock new kinds of AI behavior, especially for systems that need to reason about the physical world. For investors, that makes Odyssey part of a broader bet that the next wave of AI value will not come only from chatbots and text generation. It will come from models that can understand, predict, and interact with more complex environments. According to TechCrunch, the size of the round and the investor list both signal that this space is getting serious attention. If world models do become a major platform layer, this is the kind of funding round people will point back to. Adobe is also pushing AI deeper into everyday creative work. According to The Verge, the company is rolling out AI assistants across Photoshop, Premiere, Illustrator, InDesign, and Frame.io as part of a public beta. The idea is to move beyond rigid command-based workflows and give creators more conversational help inside the tools they already use. That matters because Adobe is not just adding a chatbot on the side. It is trying to make AI part of the editing and design process itself. For professionals, that could change how quickly they search, edit, and organize work across the Creative Cloud suite. According to The Verge, the rollout is happening now, which means Adobe is testing how far users will let AI into core creative software. It is another sign that generative AI is moving from novelty to interface layer. Quick hit. According to TechCrunch, Pramana Labs raised $27 million in seed funding from Kozla Ventures to bring formal verification to AI. The company is targeting high-stakes areas like law, drug discovery, and tax preparation, where reliability matters more than flashy demos. That is a small but telling signal that the market for trust and correctness is getting more attention. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Anthropic gets any relief or clarification on the access restrictions, because that could set a precedent for how frontier models are distributed. Also, watch for how OpenAI's deployment simulation gets received by developers, since tools that predict behavior before release could become a new baseline for model evaluation. If both stories gain traction, safety and access may become the two biggest product questions in AI this summer. That is TSL, bite-sized for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.